You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome John Cena.
Thank you. So everybody immediately shot to their feet. Yeah, this is gonna be great, because I either want to fight that guy or I kind of like that guy. And those two folks were just looking around, kind of feeling the room out, you know, seeing what's going on. Then finally, thank you, last two people to get up. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for being on the show.
This is great.
So good to see you again. Congratulations on everything that you've been doing. I honestly, when I saw that you were getting into movies, I thought maybe that was the end of John Cena, the WWE superstar, but you show no signs of stopping.
Well, I mean, they keep calling. I'm very grateful, man. I'm very thankful. Yeah, no, and I don't think it's the end of John Cena in WWE either. I kind of have to do a little bit of a juggling act because the movie folks are really leery about the insurance. But whenever I can come back, whenever I can come back to WWE, I certainly do. So hopefully there's no time stopping. I love what I do, and I love going to work every day, and I love doing stuff like this in front of people like this. So I'm enjoying myself, man.
You know, I always loved you on WWE, and I remember when I met John in person, when I met you for the first time. I was at the MTV Awards, and I was sitting next to you at the table, and you know, you're sitting around people. There's people you meet all the time in this business. But I turned, and I was like, oh, John Cena. And then I was like, I don't know what you're going to be like. I was like, I don't know why. You just assume that everybody's going to, like slam you through a table or something. But no, honestly, you're not just one of the nicest person I've ever met, which is almost easy for people to do, but you are a man of many talents and many ideas. Like, you're teaching yourself to play the piano.
Yeah.
That's like a thing that you're doing.
I'm a horrible teacher, so it's a slow process.
Oh, no. You say that, but you also spent the last five years of your life teaching yourself how to speak Mandarin.
Yeah. Like, so there's a crazy story behind that. WWE is a global company. We're everywhere. We're in 140 countries, or close to 200 countries. Like, we're across the world. We're not in China. We were privileged enough to go to there in 2010 to perform in Shanghai, and I took a look around in Shanghai, which looks like 20 New York cities.
Right.
I was like, whoa, we need to be here. And I wondered why. And it's just because the culture doesn't understand what we do. And every other culture across the world understands WWE, good guy versus bad guy, storytelling, cheer, boo, whatever. They just don't get it. And they don't get it because they can't relate. They have no cultural attachment. So after I left Shanghai, a couple of years later, we went back. And uneventful, we had an event, but it wasn't anything special. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be proactive about this. I'm going to start to learn to speak Mandarin, because maybe if one of their top superstars can actually speak the language, hopefully we can bridge the cultural gap and WWE can truly be the global company that it says it is.
You see, like, that to me is...
So this has kind of been an experiment 5.5 years in the making, and I've still been failing. We still go over there only frequently. Every time it gets a little bit better and a little bit better. But this is not happening overnight. I know it's not going to happen tomorrow, and it's not going to happen next year, but I continue to work at it, just like elbow grease. I never give up, and I continue to keep learning and learning, not only about Mandarin, but about Chinese culture. Currently filming a movie over in China with the legendary Jackie Chan. So trying to hopefully one day, and I honestly don't think I'll even see it in my tenured lifetime in the WWE. I think the WWE's connection with China will be for the generation after me. So all this work isn't even for me. It's for the other guys so they can go wrestle in front of all those crazy, wonderful, fantastic cities in China.
Right. Yeah. You see, so this is the thing that I love about John Cena, is that you've always been about self-improvement. You've always been about creating something new for yourself.
Not always. There's that weird stretch that it was not about self-improvement. We don't talk about that time.
You like that time. We don't speak about that time. Yeah. We don't speak about that time, Trevor. Yeah. But that's what this book is about. John Cena has written a book. If John Cena wrote a book in my head, it was always going to be about something that involved lifting weights or working out. But this is an inspirational book, and it's a kid's book, and it's really great. It's called Elbow Grease, and it's a story of a little monster truck who is in a family of monster trucks, and this little dude gets laughed at because he's a small monster truck and he's electric. And you grew up in a family of brothers. Were you the little one?
Believe it or not, we were all pretty even.
Wow.
Yes.
That's like a family of yous?
I have four brothers, and there is a family of me's. And we're very close in age, and there was a time period before I really started getting into physical fitness that any fight was a coin flip. And there were tons of fights, and I got my ass kicked, and I did pretty good, but it was like when the fight started, you just kind of ducked for cover and came out on top, yeah.
And the story is really cool because when I started reading, I was like, oh, it's just going to be a simple story about like, oh, this monster truck trying to find himself in life. But I know this sounds crazy, but you dig deep in like, there's like some emotional stuff in here where you're like, as, you know when you're reading a book as an adult and you're like, this is for the kids, and then you're, like, shut up, kid, hold on. Hold on, this is painful, this is powerful. Like, there's themes in here about being different, there's things about being bullied as well, there's like this, you made
failure,
sure,
there's a sentence in there specifically that says, if you only do things you're good at, you'll never learn anything. And just one blurb, and it's a two-page spread, and it's just the one blurb on the two pages. If you only stick to things you're good at, you'll never learn anything. So just one, that's one instance. And that's something that, like, as an adult, you can be like, yeah, that's a good idea. All right, so.
You as John Cena don't seem like somebody who has ever had to worry about being bullied. You don't seem like somebody.
Are you kidding me, dude? Come on. Look at this. You see all this? I usually have like a sweet $12 fade, and I grew this pompadour thing out that's it's here, but it's certainly not here. And the internet has had a field. This is just the most recent reason I've been teed off on. Like, I get teed off on the regular, which is great because you do stuff like this for young readers.
Right.
And you meet a lot of young people. And man, being a young person and being an adolescent is extremely difficult because I remember when I was in junior high, if I wore the wrong shirt to school, like the school laughed at you and you're like, my life is ruined. Now the world can laugh at you. And like, as a kid, I don't know how you handle it because it's a 41-year-old. And I'm like, that's funny.
You know, that's true. That happens to people online. You read through the stuff and it starts digging
tough.
In.
It's
but
tough out
there. You wouldn't think you would go through that as well.
All the time. I'm like the most hated personality on WWE television. It's been
and
that
the
way
most loved, though, don't you
think? Yeah, so that's what's weird. And that's also why I continue, like, that support system. And for everybody who's ever supported me out there, I really want to say thank you because it's got me through a lot of tough times.
Right.
Like a lot of tough, sticky situations of being bullied and facing negativity, but it's stories like, hey man, you inspired my son to never give up. Or I met a young reader today that says, you're the reason I tell my opponents good game after every match because I want to show them respect because of me, hustle, loyalty, respect. So to hear little things like that, it's like, it makes it all worth it. So I get bullied all the time, which is great because When young readers are like, no, you're John Cena, nothing's wrong. I literally can tell them that, and it's awesome because it plays out in WWE. So I can say, hey, remember the match I had with so-and-so?
Right.
Remember listening to the crowd where half of them liked me and half of them, and you can see their eyes go, yeah, that's crazy. So you can relate to them on that level, and kind of I can bestow upon them, like, hey, man, just be true to yourself. And as long as you're comfortable in your own skin, those people are suffering from problems that they have, and don't pay any attention to it. So it's really cool. To be able to send a message like that.
This has been one of the most uplifting conversations and interviews I've had. Thank you so much for being on the show, my friend.
I hope I didn't come back. I hope I didn't ruin it, guys.
Are you kidding me? Ruin it? You made it the best thing ever. Elbow Grease is available now. You want to read it, and then you can give it to your kids. John Cena, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.